The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
David Quinn is with me, the columnist with the Sunday Independent. David, are you on Blue Sky yet?
Well, I actually joined it last night. I had a comment on this programme.
What was it like?
I
should say Blue Sky is the alternative to Twitter, as people describe it. It's just another platform. It looks very, very like Twitter, but it's not Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, it's functionally 100% like Twitter. So therefore, it's like getting into and behind a wheel of a car you've driven before. Mm. Everything is functionally the same, which is obviously how it's designed. I mean, Jack Dorsey was the guy behind Twitter, and I think he's one of the guys who was behind Blue Sky, so he's carried the design over. So therefore, anybody switching will be extremely familiar with their surroundings physically. But of course, a big part of the purpose of a lot of people moving is to get away from what they consider to be the toxic environment of Twitter or X, as we're supposed to call it now. And it's a bit too soon for me to say what Blue Sky would be like from that point of view. I'm not sure how much I'd invest in it, to be honest, because it takes a while to build up your following. Mm. And how much of that is going to switch over, I would say little enough. So I wonder, the people currently switching, if they discover they're not getting substantial followings over there and there's not much action over there, will they come back? Because they did that before. Remember when Musk took over Twitter in 2022, there was all this talk of the great migration to Mastodon.
Yes.
And there was also talk a little while later of the great migration to Threads.
Yes.
Yeah, and they were being absolutely hyped up. And also, we were getting story upon story upon story because Musk had sacked so many staff that Twitter was on the point of an actual physical collapse. And it was going to cease to function. And none of these things happened. And so the latest thing seems to be Blue Sky. Now, I suspect, by the way, Blue Sky will do a bit better than the other alternatives. I do detect more of a switch towards it. I suspect some people will switch permanently and it will be a little bit more lively than the other alternatives like Mastodon and Threads. But I just wonder, on two counts, will it long-term prove an alternative to Twitter, and will it prove to be a kinder, gentler place? And I definitely doubt the second one.
Why? What do you think will happen? It'll go the way of Twitter eventually, will it?
Yeah, do you see, I mean, I was looking at, there's a very good commentator called Ed West, son of our own Mary Kenny, you know, the Tom Irish journalist. He's a great, great writer. Anyway, he's a Substack thing, and he was writing about this the other day, and he was talking about the Puritans who went out from England in the 1600s to found a new world.
Oh, yes.
And they headed off in the Mayflower.
Landed on Plymouth Rock.
Yeah. But you see what, and so they were going to build a new shining city on the hill. But you see, human nature came with them.
Yes.
Like human nature follows every venture. So I suspect that in time, Blue Sky will get extremely nasty as well. And actually, there's already people reporting each other on Blue Sky, because they don't want them there, or they think they're being nasty, and so they want them censored. So I think that's going to happen. And you see, another thing, like this notion of Twitter having been a kinder, gentler place pre-Musk, that's not what I saw. I came onto Twitter in 2010, and at that point, it was kind of a liberal echo chamber.
Yes.
So I came on as a kind of prominent commentator with unfashionable/conservative views, and the backlash against me was immense. I trended several times in the early days on Twitter for the simple reason that I was there. And this was a huge offence. And the amount of vitriol and abuse and hate that came my way was absolutely immense. So it has never been a kind and gentle place.
Yeah, so it's interesting because it's kind of been mentioned on the show a couple of times in the last few weeks. And I've kind of voiced my concern about this migration, if we'll call it that, for the very reason you say. I'm not that comfortable with this idea that everybody who's got so-called the right views all gather together in one place and kind of slap each other on the back and say, aren't we wonderful? At the same time, I recognise how toxic Twitter has become for a lot of people. You know what I mean? And God, the other day I was on it and Jay Leno had a kind of a black eye, and within about 30 seconds I found myself in this thread of kind of the black eye club, and they're all harvesting kind of the organs of dead children to stay young, and it's this huge big conspiracy, and there's kind of Nazi stuff, and it's where kind of trans issues are the only thing the whole world are talking about sometimes when you look at my feed. So it has just become a an inhospitable place, but...
Well, I mean, it's understandable to people who want to go to a kind of more hospitable place. But I just wonder, I think the ambition of some people in moving to Blue Sky, obviously they want to put one of the eye to Elon Musk because they don't like him because he's a very provocative character and he backed Trump to the absolute hilt. So you can understand, I don't want to be on this guy's platform. I want to go somewhere else. I don't want to give this guy my business.
Yeah, that's fine.
But do you really want to be on an echo chamber? Because I don't think you ought to be on an echo chamber all the time, because this is what leads to the kind of everybody disappearing into their silos, not seeing how other people think, not coming to understand why other people think that way, and what leads to each side to continually demonize each other. So if we just disappear ever further into our silos, that's what could easily happen. And one thing that Twitter isn't is that kind of a silo. It's not an echo chamber. It's definitely become more right wing over the years.
Yeah.
But actually...
But I don't mind that to a degree. You mentioned... Ed West, is that his name? I heard it was at... Richard Osman on a podcast talking about it, and he said we imagined it in our head being this idea you could go into the pub and you could speak to like-minded people or people who had a different view, and you'd have this interesting conversation and then you'd go home again. And actually what we've come to realise is it's just going into the pub where everybody is having a conversation out loud at the same time. It's kind of chaotic, and that's what it's always going to be, and Blue Sky is going to turn into that as well. So are we just kind of, do we fundamentally misunderstand how these platforms work when we think about kind of this utopia that never existed?
And we're kind of, I think, misunderstanding how human nature works as well. So in a few years' time, will people be migrating to Blue Sky? Because Blue Sky has also become a nasty place. But I saw this, there was a thing in the paper the other day, and it was about how, it was about the political profiles of American users of Twitter. So a few years ago, Democrats outnumbered Republicans by about 2-1 on Twitter.
Yeah.
And now it's about 50-50. But guess what? That's the American population. The American population is split 50-50. So that's actually a good representation of Americans politically speaking. And again, the people who go on the likes of Twitter, or maybe now Blue Sky, they're an extremely politically engaged lot. And so a mistake you make when you're on Twitter or anything else is to confuse the opinion you're seeing on those social media platforms with public opinion. Because most people... they don't care that much about some of the issues on it, particularly the issues like the trans issues, for example, and everybody on both sides gets completely upset about them. But fortunately, most of the public is not like that. Thank God, because you wouldn't want it to be, would you?
No, you certainly wouldn't want it to be engaged. I mean, this is a broader question maybe to wrap things up, but is that one of the more, one of the greater threats to kind of, the system functioning the way it has always functioned, is that we are more and more being hived off into our silos. And some of that is kind of voluntary. We allow ourselves to do it. We're doing it because it's more comfortable to be surrounded by people who agree with us. But, you know, the fragmentation of the media and everything else allows that. It facilitates it. We don't have to be exposed to views. And we're used to watching that from afar in the States, but it's here now, isn't it?
But you see, I think you have to make, like, you know, if you consider yourself to be a politically serious person, you have to expose yourself to rival points of view. So I read The Guardian, I read The New York Times, I read The Washington Post, I read basically everything I can lay my hands on. So this is old legacy media, apart from exposing myself to many different points of view on Twitter and so on. So I just think it's a healthy thing to know what people think who don't share the same views as you, and not to be just continually abusing them, which is undoubtedly going to happen on Blue Sky as well.
Well, you know what always happens when you put you on, people text in and say, why have you put David Quinn on the radio? So listen, we will continue to expose people to points of view they don't necessarily agree with, on the hard shoulder at least. David, thanks a million for coming in to us. David Quinn, columnist with the Sunday Independent.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.